AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been convicted of seditious conspiracy for a violent plot to overturn President Biden's victory in the 2020 election. Rhodes was acquitted of two other conspiracy charges. His attorney, Ed Tarpley.
We're grateful for the not guilty verdicts that were received. We're disappointed in the guilty verdicts.
Prosecutors accused Rhodes of leading a plot to wage an armed rebellion to stop the transfer of power, which culminated in the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol. Ukrainian authorities are investigating sites in the city of Kherson, where torture allegedly took place. Five in the city and at least four more in the wider region. Meantime, as NATO renews its commitment to one day welcome Ukraine as a member, Kyiv is doubling down on what it calls a more urgent request. Sagar Magani explains.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the last time he met with NATO ministers, he had a three-word request.
Weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Today in Bucharest, three other words.
Faster, faster, and faster.
Kuleba says Ukraine appreciates what the U.S. and others have given.
But the war goes on.
And as Russian airstrikes keep taking out Ukraine's energy infrastructure, he's asking for transformers and more advanced air defenses, specifically Patriot missile systems.
Right now, we have no plans to provide Patriot batteries to Ukraine.
But Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says the U.S. will keep talking with allies about other weapons on top of what's already been sent to Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Here's in New York City as Christian Pulisic scored the only goal in the U.S. victory over Iran at the World Cup. The U.S. advances to the knockout round, next match Saturday against the Netherlands. This is AP News. Tiger Woods is painting an uncertain picture about how much golf he can play.
Woods withdrew from playing at the tournament he's hosting in Bermuda this weekend.
I don't have much left in his leg.
The injury is plantar fasciitis in his right foot.
I can hit golf balls. It's the walking that just hurts.
The plantar fasciitis is related to injuries Woods suffered in a car crash in 2021, which ended any hope of him playing on a regular basis.
Gear up for the biggest ones and hopefully, you know, lightning catches in a bottle. And I'm up there in contention with a chance to win, and hopefully I'll remember how to do that.
Tiger Woods also doesn't have much hope for the PGA Tour and Greg Norman's Saudi-funded rival league, LIV, getting along.
Not with Greg there and his animosity towards the tour itself. I don't see that happening. As Rory said, and I said it as well, I think Greg's got to leave.
Lawsuits and counter-lawsuits have been filed. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.